This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. We are live from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in Raleigh, streaming at our website, stateofthings.org. If you want to watch this show, Raleigh, of course, once again is hosting the International Bluegrass Music Association's annual convention. Last night, Balsam Range returned to the awards stage. The Haywood County Quintet took home two IBMA awards, one for Song of the Year, one for Vocal Group of the Year. That group is also nominated for Album of the Year for its fifth studio record, aptly named Five, and it features Balsam Range at the top of its game. Balsam Range plays tonight at the Raleigh Convention Center, but first, in the studio with me, Balsam Range, Buddy Melton on the fiddle, Caleb Smith on guitar, Darren Nicholson on mandolin, Mark Pruitt on the banjo, and Tim Surratt on the upright bass. Balsam Range, welcome back to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice job. Last night, awards, and Tim, you won an award for solo on the bass.
Bass player of the year.
That's
well a big one.
Do you do a lot of solo bass playing around the area?
I can help with that. Usually means someone's broken a string.
Let me ask you, buddy, what it's like to be back here at the IBMA. It's kind of...
Oh, it's great. And, you know, we all hail from North Carolina, and we're very proud of that. And I think Raleigh's done an exceptional job hosting the IBMAs. It's been a lot of fun. And to be here to win awards in our home state, and it's just a great time. We look forward every year, but Raleigh's been special.
And that song that you you won the award for, A Moon Over Raleigh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, Moon Over Memphis. Well, tell us about this. Song of the Year, congratulations.
Song of the Year, Moon Over Memphis. It was written by a good friend of ours named Mark W. Winchester that he used to play in a band with. And I think I told him last night on awards, we've been blessed with great songwriters within the band and outside the band, a lot of our friends. And it all comes down to a great song, you know, a great band. Without a great song is limited, but a great song is a great song regardless, and we've been fortunate to have quite a few of those that's kind of molded us and given us our signature sound. And this song was not written as a bluegrass song, as a lot of ours are not. It was a rockabilly. Winchester played with Brian Setzer Orchestra, and he's a slap player, and he's a rockabilly kind of song. We just love the lyrics, and we kind of ran it through, as Tim says, ran through Haywood County, and this is what came out of it. But
can we hear it now?
Yeah.
There's a moon over Memphis, looking down on what I've done. And it's shining through the smoke from the barrel of my gun. That moon over Memphis, it don't understand. That moon over Memphis, it just don't understand. Can never be erased. There's a moon over Memphis. Memphis, looking down on what I've done. It's shining through the smoke from the barrel of my gun.
That is Balsam Range playing the song Moon Over Memphis, a song that won Song of the Year at last night's IBMA Awards. Balsam Range plays tonight at 6:15 at the Raleigh Convention Center, and you can watch this performance. We are streaming live right now at stateofthings.org. That is a great song, buddy, and I know that you recently put out your fifth record, a studio album called Five, and that is not only because it's your fifth album, the name of that tune, but I know that has kind of a special meaning for you.
Well, I mean, it's our fifth album, for sure, but it's also five original members of this group, and that means a lot to us, you know, to be able to keep something consistently going and the same original guys and just having a blast and, you know, growing every year and opportunities that we never expected to happen have come our way, and we're very blessed with that, and we feel very honored to be recognized, but... just to keep this family atmosphere together as long as we have is truly special. And Five was a labor of love when you do an album, but this one was more love than labor, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, and you've talked about the importance, a renewed meaning and importance of being together, playing together as a band. We've talked about your accident coming back after that and how this band held together and circled around you through that time.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't be here without them. Yeah. The prayers that went out, the support from my family. We're together in and out every day. And we spend sometimes more time together than we do our own family. So,
you were nominated for a gospel record, a recorded performance of the year as well, and it was an a cappella song, right?
Right.
You're about ready to do that? Can you do
we'll
that
do
one
it.
For
yeah.
us? That'd be great.
Stacking Up the Rocks.
Stacking up the rocks at the edge of the water, memorial of the miracles he gave to thee, that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty.
Mm-hmm. God told Joshua to lead his people, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will never leave or forsake you, but set the people free. Joshua spoke to his people, said, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you, and you will surely be blessed.
Stacking up the rocks at the edge of the water, memorial of the miracles he gave to thee, that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty.
Priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant to the raging Jordan's side, brave and courageous, they stepped in the water, got work before their eyes. The water stopped flowing, the riverbed dry, they all crossed to the other side. 12 men back to the middle of the river, carrying rocks to remember by.
Stacking up the rocks at the edge of the water, memorial of the miracles he gave to thee, that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty. God's still with us in this world of trouble. Gives miracles every day. Well, has he worked in your life, brother? Have you shown it in some way?
Well, are you
stacking up the rocks at the edge of the water? Memorial of the miracles he gave to thee. That all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty.
Hallelujah.
Stacking up the rocks.
Stacking up the rocks at the edge of the
edge
water.
Of the water.
The miracles he gave to
gave
thee.
To thee.
That all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord's mighty. So that all the people of the earth might remember that the hand of the Lord is mighty.
Balsam Rain, Stacking Up the Rocks, a song nominated for Gospel Recorded Performance of the Year. Balsam Rain is going to be playing tonight at 6:15 at the Raleigh Convention Center. Great song, guys. You know, I wonder what it means to you, buddy, the idea. We've known you're a great band for a long time. We've been honored to have you on our show several times. But when you win an award like this, and last year you cleaned up at the awards, and two more awards this year, does it make a difference to you as a band? I mean, in terms of your audience and you know, what happens next for you?
I mean, to be honest, it does. I mean, it's a business in itself. I mean, and you're trying to grow, and you want to get out and grow. And for this type of business means opportunities to go other places and meet new people and win new fans. And so to be recognized, I guess, give some level of for promoters and folks saying, well, these guys are people want to hear them. Yeah. And so it helps get new opportunities and grow. And so it's been a great thing for us. We've got to do some really fun things this past year. We've traveled more than I guess we've ever traveled, and it's growing every year, and we love that part of it, meeting people. And
that's great. Well, and you wear out a lot of guitars, and for that I'd like to talk to Caleb for second, because I understand you've gained quite a reputation as a guy who refurbishes guitars, right?
You amend them.
Now, what do you do?
I'm a guitar maker.
Oh, you are a luthier.
Yeah, I'm a luthier.
Oh, okay. So it's not a bad, because I thought the reputation was you're fixing up, you know, guitars.
I do that as well.
But you make them.
Yeah, I started doing repair work first.
Yeah.
And setup work, because a typical luthier is really slow. So when I would take my stuff to somebody to get it worked on and fixed, I wouldn't get it back in a timely manner. So I taught myself how to do it. So I started doing repair work and then eased my way into making guitars from scratch. So I've built
two different universes, though, right? Because if you're on the road and you need a repair, you just, like, get it done.
Yeah, if I have the
tools.
And if
you're fussy about how your guitar sounds and you're making one, you take your time, right?
Yeah, it's all my fault. I'm totally responsible for the sound.
Yeah,
I've built 65 guitars, and I have a waiting list that's rather lengthy, about a 4-year waiting list. So people apparently like what I do. I do take my time, and I'm very vintage-minded. I love the Martin and Gibson guitars that were made in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And so that's kind of how I approach my new guitar building. Very lightweight, very thin woods, very loud and nice tone. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing.
So when you get off the road, then all of a sudden you got a big inbox. You got an inbox full of requests and orders. Huh?
I do. Sometimes. Yeah. But that is what I do when I go home.
Are you making guitars for yourself, or because then when you're making them for other people, can they describe to you what they're listening for, and can you translate that into what you make? How do you do that?
Yeah, my clientele consists mostly of vintage Martin and Gibson guys, so I kind of know what they're wanting. I do have some fingerstyle customers that don't play with a pick, and they play with their fingers, so that's a totally different animal. That's a different approach to the guitar making process. But most of the time they'll relate to me what they want to hear or what they're playing now, but they want to tweak it a little bit. Mm-hmm. They want something more out of it, you know, and I'll try to do that. Every piece of wood is different, you know. It's not a cookie cutter thing.
Yeah.
The tops are always different. The tone woods are, even out of the same tree, will be different, you know. Right. So you have to let the wood tell you what to do, and sometimes that's kind of hard.
great stuff. Well, Balsam Range, I want to leave you all time to play. Thank you all so much for being on the show. And once again, congratulations for your awards. Balsam Range, Buddy Melton on fiddle, Caleb Smith on guitar, Darren Nicholson on mandolin, Mark Pruitt on the banjo, Tim Surratt on the upright bass. The band plays tonight at the Raleigh Convention Center. That's our show, The State of Things, produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley and Al Budarski are technical directors today. Brent Wolf is WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, Balsam Range.